His baby brother had been wild as a winter storm since he learned Rob was riding off to war, weeping and angry by turns. He'd refused to eat, cried and screamed for most of a night, even punched old Nan when she tried to sing him to sleep. And the next day, he'd vanished. Robert set half the castle searching for him, and when at last they found him, down in the crypts, Rickon had slashed at them with a rusted iron sword he'd snatched from a dead king's hand, and Shaggy Dog had come slavering out of the darkness like a green-eyed demon. The wolf was near as wild as Rickon. He'd bitten Gage on the arm and torn a chunk of flesh from Mickon's thigh. It had taken Rob himself and Grey Wind to bring him to bay. Farlan had the black wolf chained up in the kennels now, and Rickon cried all the more for being without him. Maester Lewin counselled Rob to remain at Winterfell, and Bran pleaded with him too, for his own sake as much as Rickon's. But his brother only shook his head stubbornly and said, "I don't want to go, I have to." It was only half a lie. Someone had to go, to hold the Neck and help the Tullys against the Lannisters. Bran could understand that. But it did not have to be Rob. His brother might have given the command to Hal Mullen, or Theon Greyjoy, or to one of his lord's bannermen.